Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that
Radio with your host, Anna, the Real McCoy. Well, we've been certainly engaging in a number of opportunities over the last few weeks and what we've seen in the marketplace, and we want to encourage you to be women of purpose, women of destiny, women of consciousness as it relates to your financial wherewithal. Today's show, we're really going to have a freestyle show today, but we're going to be thinking about and talking about a number of different things. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at our call-in number, which is 718-664-6402. And again, you're listening to Anna and a sidekick, Ms. Shauna Stallworth, on Woman Act Now Radio, Anna the Real McCoy. So our show today is freestyle, so I want to talk about a couple of different things. We talked about We've talked about in these last few weeks about getting your credit straight. We've talked about your credit worthiness. We've talked about getting business to come to you. What are we going to do in this financial season where, you know, we're going into our election? What's going to happen there as it relates to our candidates? I don't know if any of you got an opportunity to watch the debate on last night. You know, there's a lot to be still to be discovered in the next 3 weeks. So who's your candidate is a question. Who are you? Who's your candidate, Shauna? Who are you rooting for in this election? Who? What are you standing for? What are you falling for? That's a good question, too.
You know, those are great questions, Miss Anna. And unfortunately, I have been trying to figure out who I am voting for. I like Obama, and I like what he stands for, but most importantly, I like it because I am an African-American, and this is creating history for us.
So wait a minute.
Let me finish my statement now. I already know where you're going.
You know what question I'm getting ready to ask.
And because of that, I'm rooting for him because I'm so proud of the accomplishment, because for a long time, this has just not been something that has happened for the African-American community. So I am certainly proud of him and his wife and all of their efforts. However, I am not opposed to all of the bashing that's been going on between candidates. I have had a hard time trying to figure out exactly what they're standing for and what's going to happen when they actually get into office. I watched my husband called it a town meeting debate on Sunday, and I really wasn't that impressed because there were so many questions that were going on, but unfortunately nobody was really answering the questions of the people. Everybody just wanted to stick to their agenda, so it didn't give me a real insight as to politically who I needed to stand with.
All right, so
when I get in the voting booth. So, and I didn't even watch the one last night because I was just so disgusted with that one. I was just like, well, just whatever.
So, are you mean to tell me, are you whatever and on the actual election? How you
no,
going
to I had
a
to get my
decision?
I had to get
this
my.
What I'm trying to understand.
I had to get my emotions together, and after I talked to you today, I hate I missed the debate because it sounded like this was the one I should have been listening to.
Well, I think so. I think that both candidates trying to be as objective as we can be, although that's an impossible feat. We do have a candidate that you're supporting. I think that when we think about this election, I think what's really important is that we have to begin to think about how is it going to affect our future, how is it going to affect our children, our education, our health care, our Social Security, and obviously some of the moral issues that we are being faced with as it relates to abortion, same-sex marriages, all of those are certainly things that we need to take a look at. But I want to go back to this because there's been a lot of talk about it in the news about our African Americans or black Americans, whatever you want to call yourself, are you going to vote for Obama because he's black? Well, tell the people, that's not what you said earlier. I mean,
well, I am. That's what I was sharing with you. You missed it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was sharing. I am certainly happy for him, for what he's doing, because of what it actually represents. This whole election will be written in history for my children and our children and children and children times to come to read about. This is a very monumental event, so I'm proud of him for that. Although, I still want to understand what exactly are they standing for. And I haven't been able to really get a grasp on that from him or McCain.
Well, what do you think? Let's talk about the presidential,
you know, the
position of the president. What is that person going to do? What are we going to, in these two candidates, one of the questions I really liked last night that was asked of the candidates is, tell us what type or why do you believe that your vice president would make a great president? That was a great question.
Oh, I bet it was, and I bet Obama had a lot to say. I just like Biden's whole persona, just everything Biden. I'm sorry, I said his name wrong, but everything about him. I mean, he just seems extremely poised, very mature. I haven't really heard him speak, but he seems like a man that stands strong and will get the job done.
Well, I think we need to do a little research too. You know, you ought to know what your candidates stand for.
Well, yeah, I need to do that.
But this is going to be a tough election, and one of the things they kept talking about, you know, is politics is tough. The election process is tough, and what decision are you going to make when you get into that voting booth? And I believe a lot of us will be faced, whether it's based on our moral decisions, whether it's based on our spiritual decisions, or it's just simply based on the fact that, you know, our intellectual knowledge of the candidates. So, I'm interested to see what's going to happen. What's going to be the prediction and
yes.
the
not only the prediction but
the choice of the people come November the 5th.
Yes, so that's a good point that you made. And I think it's very important for us to really understand what exactly they're going to do for you when they get in. Put race aside, put everything else aside, because you know what? If you look at it, a lot of people voted on their morals with this past election. But a lot of people are not pleased with what's going on in the White House right now.
So, well, what do you think is going on? What has these 8 years of the Republican Party and this leadership, what has it given us in the past 8 years?
Well, from what I can hear and see, the loss of jobs, the decline, well, the loss of jobs has been the biggest thing is what I've really noticed. And the going to war, the raising of all the prices, the gas prices and the taxes and all of the things that's going on, it's like the economy went shoo, like a slow downhill.
Well, let me tell you, I want to welcome Deborah to the show. And, Deborah, we're talking about the debate last night. If you've got any comments on that, you certainly can send them via our chat, or you can call in at 718-664-6402, and we'll take your call. But this is Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio, and one of the things we like to do is to provide information that will empower women to achieve their dreams and to do exactly what they've been called to do. Now I see who I'm talking to. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Deborah. I guess you probably can't call in. But anyway, Deborah is from Germany. What an amazing young lady.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, this woman, I have your card on my desk here, Deborah. But Deborah is from Germany. I had the opportunity of meeting her this past week in our Vertical Leap conference. And she's from Berlin, Germany. And she is what an amazing, amazing young lady. So this is just awesome. So, Deborah, are you having some challenges listening to the show? Tell me exactly what's occurring. And we may need to hang up and reconnect. So if you can't, if you tell us what's going on. So, I think we still, technical difficulties, but we're back. But we're talking about Freestyle Sunday, and I mean not Freestyle. We're doing Freestyle today, talking about various different issues that we are facing as women and being able to achieve our goal and the opportunity for us to be able to do some of the things that we want to do as it relates to our businesses and our dreams. So we are excited. We were talking about the debate before we got distracted a little bit with our technical difficulties. All right, now Ms. Deborah's on the line. We want you to be able to hear us, girl. So we were talking, I don't know, well, obviously you're in Germany, and I know that you're having your own issues. There are global issues around the country, but one of the things that Shauna and I were talking about is what we observed. Shauna didn't see the debate last night, and we're trying to determine how is this going to affect us. One of the things that Woman Act Now does is we're trying to empower women to achieve their dreams and visions. And one of the questions that we consistently get from our members and from those seeking information is, what do we do with our dreams and visions in this financial season? And I think my advice to you is this is the greatest time that you can begin to step out on your dreams and visions. But what I want to encourage you to do is to make sure that you really consider what you're doing. I want you to consider the dream, consider the vision, consider the business model of what you're doing, and making sure that it's a viable business market in today's with the issues that are occurring today. Now, what I mean by that, there are two tracks that you can go down. One track is that you can go down the track of doing your vision, just doing what you want to do, but not identifying whether it's a need or a want in the marketplace. The beautiful thing about doing needs-based businesses, especially in a recession, is the fact that people need what you have. And as a result of that, the market will push towards what you have. Now, if you go into a business where it's a wants-based business, you're going to be forever chasing after the market and trying to convince them the product or the service that you have is what they need, when they're constantly being pressed against the choices of meeting their basic needs. So I want to encourage you, even as you do this, this is the greatest time, but you have to be careful not to just jump off into things because you think it's a great idea or a God idea or it's the thing that you're supposed to be doing. You want to give the proper attention as it relates to doing your business and being able to achieve some of the things that you want to do. When we think about starting our businesses and being able to get business to come to you, what are some of the things that you can do? It's an interesting process when we're looking at some of the members of our organization and some of the things that they're doing. I've got an email this morning from a young lady, and it's an interesting thing. Deborah just asked us a question. I'll come back to that other email. But Deborah asked a question about what would you recommend for someone who wants to go into the media business? Now, that's an interesting question. I think if you'll send me just another response to that, Deborah, from the perspective of what part of the media are you talking about? What does that mean? What is that? I mean, because the media encompasses so much stuff, and I believe that if you'll break that down for me, I'll be able to give you a better answer. But going back to the question I got earlier or the comment I got earlier from a member who is in the media business, by the way, she was in the business for 35 years. She retired, and now she's decided that she's going to take her gifts and talents and begin to train others, to begin to train others to do what she does, what she did, and do it well. Because she sat on the reporter side of the business and often saw the negligence or the needs that nonprofits or just people in general being faced when they had to face the media. So now she has been able to convert that into a strategy where she's getting some response. Going back to Deborah, Deborah asked a question about what would you recommend for someone who wants to go into the media business, like a music label or TV hosting. Well, that's a great question, Deborah. I think that that's certainly, wherever there's talent, there's probably opportunity. I'm going to let Shauna actually speak to the music business, and then I'm going to speak to the TV hosting business, because I believe that more than anything else, before we do anything, especially in these particular areas, or if you're going to do the music business, you've got to figure out what is your distribution method. Because many of us, we can create a business, we can create a label, we have talent, but we have no distribution. So a portion of your time and energy must be spent on how are you going to distribute your products to the marketplace? And what methods or what streams will you distribute that product?
And Shauna, I can share this with you, Deborah. I know if you're located in Germany, I know there are several record labels in Germany that you can contact and connect with that will probably be able to assist you just as far as seeing how they're set up, or even as Ms. McCoy was talking about, as far as the distribution is concerned, you can see where their channels funnel through, because I'm really not certain how things work with the crossover from international to the state, but I know as setting up a record label, you want to get your team in place. You want to have a lawyer, you want to have a good accountant, and you really do need to have somebody that's an admin that loves to do research for you so that he or she can research everything that's out there right now and attending the GMA, and that's the Gospel Music Association of America. It's held every year in Nashville, Tennessee, and you can look them up online. That's gma.com. They host a conference. And at that conference, I learned how distribution is changing from the hard press CDs to most people are now downloading online. So online, Rhapsody, yourrhapsody.com, there is CD Baby, and iTunes. Those now are actually sales are topping actual hard sales from press CDs. So those are really good avenues for you to look into, but there's a number of things that you want to take into consideration when you embark upon that.
Okay. And also, I think that the American Music Association, they also have some similar, depending on your genre, I guess you want to do the research to see which ones are going to be the right ones for you. And what she was saying, Deborah, was the GMA, which is the Gospel Music of America, right?
Gospel Music Association of America.
The Gospel Music Association of America. And I'm just trying to send her, because she's in Germany, she's having a tough time listening to the program, but just giving you an idea. But going back to the TV hosting, one of the things I want to encourage you is if you go to ustream.tv, and you can stream live from anywhere you are. The way the industry is we've talked about the distribution channel as it relates to the music industry, but also the way the industry is moving when we talk about television is distributing that product has changed so dramatically over this last decade. And when you're talking about doing your own program, one of the things you can do, you can set up your own internet studio. There are many different avenues by which you can do that, whether it's a YouTube or GodTube or Streaming Faith or Ustream.tv. That actually streams live and allows you to record your information so that you can archive it for future use. So these are some ways, and I've had the opportunity to talk to some of the top executives in the media industry, and we do know that even as we look at our television sets, they're coming with high-speed internet access so that we are able to download HD quality video and television from the internet or over the internet. So when you're thinking about starting a program, you can become just as effective as an internet programmer as you would become on your local television networks. And then you can build, you can practice what I say, practice on the small stage so that when you do get to the larger stage, you will have perfected your craft and build these opportunities going forward. So I think that there are many opportunities for you to be able to move in those particular areas. One of the things that we we were going to sign up on our Ustream so you get to know what that looks like, Deborah. You go to ustream.tv, and then type in Woman Act Now, and in just a few short minutes, we'll be broadcasting live from that particular location, which your sound may be a little bit better for you. So you'll give us a minute working on all of our technical things at the same time. But see, this is what we're talking about, girl, because even with radio, what we're doing right now is radio over the internet. And so, again, this is another distribution channel that we can create archives and opportunities for our listeners and for the people that we serve to be able to, you know, listen to these shows at a later date. So if you go to ustream.tv, and like I put into our chat, you should be able to see us shortly. You should be able to see us live. So we're going to fix that so you get to see us both. All right, now we're broadcasting live right here in this particular area. So we are
fixing our camera so you can see us, Miss Deborah. And you can let us know if you see us. Girl, we you know we from backwoods in the kitchen somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Oops, oops, oops.
All right, so now you could probably see us, and if you do, just give us a note that you could see us over the, let us know if you can hear us, too.
Okay, you know, this is a toe-up radio program today. Do you hear me?
Normally, we're much more technically engaged. However, let's continue with our discussion. So I want to go back. We were talking about, as it relates to, some of the things that's going on in the marketplace today. And I want to, we are there, Deborah, so if you go to ustream.tv, you should be able to see both of us. And just look up Woman Act Now, put some spaces in between, and it should pop up with the broadcast. And click on the live broadcast, and you should be able to see us there. Because we are currently broadcasting live. And let me know if you can hear us also. So, but going forward, one of the things that I want to talk about is what do we do in this economy as it relates to birthing our dreams and being able to move forward in some of the ideas that we have? I believe the first thing, I had an opportunity while I was away this past week to speak to a congregation in Rancho Cucamonga about converting your word to wealth.
And here is the issue,
and also that's when I had an opportunity to meet Deborah. We also had that same opportunity to talk about that a little bit. But one of the things that I think I've discovered is that going into the season, we are really going to have to become much more conscious about our spending, because in order to birth a dream, you're going to have to reduce what you spend so that you can save some money to be able to invest into your dream. We do understand and know that when we look at the marketplace and the financial marketplace from bank lending and all of those things, that they're still a very tight loan process right now, that has not loosened up where it really gets down to Main Street. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do to be able to get that dream birth is the question that we have to really begin to ask and answer for ourselves. So I just want to encourage women, as you're listening to this and you do have an idea, this is our season to begin to really work on our credit score. I don't think that that's going away. In fact, we're going to be held even much more accountable to the things that we're doing or the things that we want to do in a year from now. Let's think about 12 months from now. What are we going to do? What do you think this economy will look like? Well, I think 12 months from now, our new president will have been in office for over 9 or 10 months. Many things will have happened. Who knows? Maybe we'll be in another war.
We're in 3 wars right now. We're in war, and we don't even know that.
We're in war in Iraq. We're in war in Afghanistan.
And we're in war somewhere else, and I'm not exactly sure where the
somewhere else, but I believe there's a third war, not to mention the war that's going on our own homeland, which is this war on finances, this crumbling of our financial markets. So I think that we see you, too. You see,
no, we can't see you, but we see you see us.
And we were talking to Deborah in Germany. So I think that when we begin to think about what are we going to do, I think we need to start to look forward. And I want you ladies to start checking out your financial systems. What does your word say about you? And start really working on that and getting it done. I was watching a newscaster on CNBC the other day. Well, actually, he was from CNBC, but he was on Oprah's show. And Oprah's doing a great job dealing with this issue. If you're not watching the Oprah Winfrey Show during this season, either on Monday or Friday, she's doing some live shows, some with Susie Orman, others with panels that she's actually talking about. How are people making it in this economy? What are they doing? And one of her shows on last week talked about her having a couple of her guests or reaching out to America and saying, how are you
tightening up the belt? How are you actually dealing with this? What are you doing? But let me go back to that CNBC correspondent who was also on the show with her. One of the things he said that really caught my attention is he said, Oprah, you know, people have bills that we have created. We're not paying our bills because we don't have money, or maybe we've been laid off from work, but collectively that is impacting this economy. And he said, even so, collectively, if we were able to pay our bills, and if we, not even able, but if we actually paid them,
maybe we don't take as many vacations, you know, kind of limit things so that everybody can get back to a place.
Everything is flowing evenly, and he even talked about as it relates to tax cuts. So maybe we don't give to the rich and starve the poor. Maybe we level things out so that the poor can get something, and the rich, somebody who doesn't really need a tax cut, doesn't get it at that moment. He was making some good, you know, some good downs and ups, so it was pretty good to me.
And who was that?
Obama.
Oh, well, you know I got distracted because we cut ourselves off.
Obama. He was trying to see how everybody could benefit, how everybody could benefit.
Well,
and everybody could help bring the economy back, because that was the question. How could everybody help and everybody benefit so that we could all get the economy back to where it needed to be?
Well, I think we all have to be very responsible for what we owe. I think a lot of people will try to jump on the bandwagon and take advantage of not paying their bills. You remember back in 2000, the Y2K, and people were hoping you know, all of that debt would be wiped away.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that even in this season that we don't become lax and lazy about doing what we're supposed to do, because we're using all of this as an opportunity to take advantage of the system. And I believe that when we do that, we're certainly adding to the what we call the weight of this system upon the entire economy. And I think I'm certainly of the school that says, yes, Wall Street is responsible, or certainly has some responsibility in this, but I also believe that the folks on my street or down to the local level, we also have some responsibility as it relates to why we're in this condition. And I believe that as we begin to continue to teach women how to become financially responsible and making the right choices, being women of their word, taking care of your credit, saying no when no is necessary, mm-hmm. saying yes when yes is necessary, looking at all of these different areas in your financial life, I believe that we will have more people who can make the right decisions mm-hmm. at the right time. And I've heard many people say, well, I didn't know what they were talking about. Well, it's your responsibility. If you were signing a mortgage statement, it's your responsibility to know what that mortgage statement means, to know what that means as it relates to if you signed an adjustable rate mortgage and your rate is going to go up in 24 months, or your rate will go up in 5 years, or you'll need to refinance that mortgage. It's our responsibility to really know what that means before we actually sign those papers. So I believe that America, all of us, and probably around the world, I'm only speaking to what I can speak to here, but I believe around the world in this global economy, we're all going to be faced not with having enough money, not with being able to do the right thing about money, but I believe that this is an integrity wake-up call.
Yes, and you know what? And don't be afraid to ask for what you feel like you may not get. And when I say that is, if you get in a position where you may have a mortgage or you may have some credit that you need to take care of, don't be afraid to ask for an extension. Don't be afraid to ask for a different type of payment option. Don't be afraid to work something out. Don't just give in and be willing to lose it. Don't be afraid to ask the question, because 9 times out of 10, they don't want your home. And they don't want to not get paid for that credit card.
No.
All they want you to be able to do is talk to them. And when you talk to them, a lot of times they'll work something out with you. It may not be what you want,
mm-hmm.
but they'll work something out. And eventually, you guys get on the same page, and you'll be okay, and they'll be okay as well.
Well, one of the things that I want to share with you is Shauna worked for a couple of years with a debt consolidation company. And she worked from the negotiating side of negotiating for a client. Well, Shauna, I'd like you to share. I can imagine what that industry must be like right now. I mean, people are I mean, even that industry probably is suffering very much because people just cannot pay those bills. It doesn't matter how many times you call me, I'm not going to pay you if I don't have any money. You know the saying, you can't get blood out of a turnip. So I imagine even in that business is also taking an impact. They're probably getting a lot of opportunities if they have cash to be able to purchase those bad debts. However, talk to our ladies about what does that debt consolidation, what does that mean from the perspective of how you were able to help clients?
Well, debt consolidation and what I did as a debt negotiator is a little different. Debt consolidation is when you would go to a consolidation company. They'll combine all of your bills together, and over a monthly basis, they'll pay a minimal amount, which still your interest rates are still going to raise. They're not paying the principal. They're not really paying off your debt. They're paying maybe $5 or $10 on your house, on your car, on your insurance, on all of your credit cards. When that bill, before they even started, that may have been $30, $40, $50, $60, or even $100 or more. Debt negotiation, which is what I did, your bills would come to us. We would serve as the liaison between you and your creditor, giving you an opportunity to not have to take those harassing phone calls anymore, giving you an opportunity to save up money over time. And once you had that amount of money, what we would do is we would begin to negotiate on your debt, 50, 40, 60% less than what you would have had to pay in the beginning, getting it paid off a bill at a time, sometimes two to three at a time, but much better because now both of them are not as good on your credit, but debt consolidation is really not good on your credit. Because years and years and years of compounding interest, they just pile up and they pile up and they pile up, and you have no way to get out of it.
Okay, so I think what I hear Shauna saying is that basically when we talk about debt consolidation, what these companies have been doing is just taking all the money that you paid them one amount, right?
Yeah.
And then they turn around and pay a little bit on each one.
Yeah.
But they really are not negotiating
the
interest rates or any of those things. So how do you ever get out of debt?
You get out of debt by doing the same thing you should have been doing in the first place, was paying your monthly bills, just paying them. Because at the end of the day, you're going to turn to a debt negotiator. You really are, if you don't want to do it yourself. Because you're paying them $200 to $300 a month. But that money, don't be deceived, because that money is not going toward your bills. A large portion of that is going to the consolidation company, and
yes,
a small portion of that is going toward your bills. So even if you didn't want to turn to a debt negotiator in these times to be able to negotiate on your debt and you wanted to do it yourself, you can certainly do that if you're disciplined.
So let's talk about that for a minute. Is that what can people do as it relates to getting a handle on this? One of the things we talked about 2 years ago, we were talking on the Real McCoy Show here, a local show here in Dallas, Texas, about, you know, your mortgage payments are increasing, but you cannot afford to pay your bills. So what do you do? In this case, we were telling people, even at that time, the first thing that we had to get rid of was embarrassment and shame.
Yeah.
Okay, is that people really, I believe that we sometimes we can overspend, but we really, at the end of the day, most of us are people who want to pay our bills.
Yeah.
And things just kind of get out of hand. So let's talk a little bit about what can people do, what can our listeners do to begin to go back to the creditors and talk to them about their situation.
Well, if your bills are, if anything as it relates to your credit situation is past 60 to 90 days past due, what you want to do is that you want to start considering how much can I save on a monthly basis to try to get this taken care of. Because you're in a window right now, this holiday season from November right up until the end of February is normally the time when creditors start seeing you pull back from paying. And so during that time, that's 90 days, 60 to 90 days. So during that time, start considering, okay, I have a Macy's card or I have a Bank of America card or a Chase card or any type of credit that you want to be able to take care of. Start thinking about, can I put $10, $20, $30, or $40 aside to start maybe getting ready to negotiate on that debt right when it gets close to the end of the year. I say the end of the year because that's a new day for creditors, and they don't want to have that old debt on their books. And a lot of times you can get the best negotiated deal right at the end of the year. And when I say that, look toward negotiating a 40 to 50% settlement on your debt. At least it'll be taken care of. They'll get what some of what they need, and a lot of times it's all of it, because the interest that's accumulated on that, most of the time they'll forgive that. And all they want is for you to be able to pay what you actually charged on the car. And a lot of times that's what you're able to save up. You can negotiate on that debt, get that debt taken care of, and you can go into the new year free, a happy person, and start on the business of your dreams.
Well, I want to welcome Your Way Singles and Leo to the show. We're talking about, this is kind of a freestyle day for us. We've been talking about the debate. We've just finished talking about our financial situation, and Shauna, my sidekick, she was talking about, you know, this is one of the best times to start to negotiate on your credit. Obviously, it's towards the end of the year. There are many things that when we're thinking about, a lot of people are really in a tough situation. Not only the consumer, but the businesses are in a tough situation. Because I want to encourage all of you who are listening is that our financial systems, they're based on consumerism, which means to consume, to spend, having this insatiable appetite to buy, to want to continue to buy, and never being satisfied. And what I want to encourage you to think about is that, listen, we're coming into these holiday seasons, and you're not going to get a break. Listen to this. I'm going to run this down for you really, really quick so you really understand how you are being impacted on a consistent basis. Now, okay, we're in October, right? I was just coming from an appointment prior to this radio show. Driving down the street, I see two buildings. One was initially a Comp USA building, which is empty. And if you're familiar with that, you know how large that particular retail company is. And that particular one, but on taped on the side of the building was Halloween USA.
Oh.
Another one I saw was a previous Home Depot flooring company where they separated out of Home Depot and just put a flooring store, which again was probably had to be 10,000, 12,000 square feet of space, and all taped on the side of the building over the, you could still see the faded Home Depot sign on the brick, Halloween USA. And so what I want you all to understand is that we're in a season where you're going to be inundated on a consistent basis with purchasing things. And so I want you to get conscious with me for a minute. So you guys stay on this line and listen, because I'm going to run right through the next 12 months and what you're going to be impacted with. And you've got to think about this. If you fall victim every single month, you're going to be out $3,000 to $5,000 a year. And I want you to start thinking about what could you do with that $3,000 to $5,000. So here we are. We're in October. Okay, we're already being hit. This is October, 14th or 15th? I don't even know what day it is. But October, mid-October, we're being inundated with Halloween stuff. You see, and not just, you don't have to buy any goblins. You can buy some moms. You can buy some beautiful winter season-looking flowers. I just bought some today. I was a victim. But anyhow, I want you to understand every single month. So if you have children, you're going to want to dress them up. You got to buy candy. I mean, stay with me. Now we're going into from October to November. You know you're going to have to eat some turkey, even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving. You're going to want some turkey. There's no way you can walk in the grocery store and not buy turkey, get some dressing, get some, don't celebrate, don't call it what it is, but eat the food anyway. So now that's Thanksgiving. Listen, I want to tell you, if you're the host of Thanksgiving, you need to be standing at the door getting your $20 a plate every time somebody walk in there, because this is the kind of party it is.
Oh, can I speak to that?
Sure.
What we're doing at my household, we're actually, there will be three families that are going to come together for Thanksgiving this year. And I was talking to my mom about it this morning. I said, Mom, I said it'll be much less impactful for my sweetheart and I if we all pitched in on Thanksgiving dinner. I said, don't Dad get a turkey or a ham or something like that he gets from the church because my father's a pastor. And so she said, well, yeah, he does. He gets it from his job. He gets the turkey. I said, well, cool. Bring the turkey in the fryer. y'all fried a turkey. I said, and I'm going to send you a list of what your responsibilities are going to be. I talked to my sister yesterday. I said, well, sweetheart, I said, this is what we need to do. So they're going to cook, and we're going to cook. And it's much less impactful that way. We don't have to come out of our budget spending $200 to $300 for one meal when that's my sweetheart's, I mean, that's our budget for a month in our household.
So, again, think about that. If you're, think about some creative ways that in which you can handle this holiday season. So that was just November. Man, we out of about, you know, $300-$400.
Yeah.
So now we're going to December. All your people looking crazy. They looking at you crazy. Huh? But what I'm going to get, I want an iPod. Boy, you better go get a job. Are they able-bodied? Are they 16 and above? Let them go work for 2 or 3 weeks during the holiday season. Buy what they want. But again, what I'm trying to establish, I'm not saying we're going to be Scrooges, but what I am saying is that, listen, today I finally saw the gas prices went down.
Yeah.
They went down here in Texas. You can get a gallon of gas for $2.83. You know, we were up there singing the praises. Do you hear me? So, but at the end of the day, when things are occurring, we are constantly being impacted by what the marketplace wants us to buy. See, you've got to understand, these companies are in business, and they need you to consume what they've already prepared. When we don't consume it, then we get supply and demand, and we get all of these different things that are created.
Wait a minute. Come on, Yo Way Singles. Don't fall for it, baby. Go to a secondhand. Swap them costumes with your friends who had them from last year, girl. Go dig in that chest or do something. Don't you fall for it, girl.
But when we think about this, I want to welcome Honey Love to the show. This is Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio. This is Freestyle. We're talking about, I'm walking you through how you're being inundated, how you're being impacted by consumerism. We're just in December. Now we're buying gifts. Go to secondhand stores. Go to your friends. Look online. Do something. Buy it secondhand if you can. All right, now we're in January. We got January, which is, what is January? The you know you got to go out on December 31st.
Yes, that's
get
right.
You some
New
champagne.
Year. New
get
year.
You some sparkling cider for all you wonderful Christians, you know, because you don't drink and all, and with your sparkling hats and all of these different things. Again, all of these things are in the marketplace. It gives us this insatiable appetite to spend. So I'm just saying we're going to have to be conscious because I'm not through yet. We're just through 3 or 4 months, and I'm getting to that $5,000. We're down a few thousand already, right?
Forget about February.
Wait a minute. Some of us are going to lose our minds in January, and December, you're never going to recover for the next 6 years.
That's right.
Because listen, the next thing is February. Okay, women, we're going to have to make a declaration in 2009. We can't be putting all this pressure on people, you know, my sweetheart. Come on, you've been loving them all year long, haven't you? Let the day go by and buy that candy 50% off or 75% off on the 15th. Let's just all get together and create this whole idea that we're going to create conspiracy, that we're not celebrating February, keeping love alive until the 16th of February in 2009. You know why, right? Everything is 50%, 75%, 80% off. We need to win, ladies. Listen, I only got 9 more minutes, but if you're watching us, you can also see us live on Ustream.tv and just put in Woman Act Now, because I'm over here losing my mind. You want to see this madness. Do you hear what I'm saying? Well, you go to Ustream.tv. No, Ustream, that's with a U. Let me put it in the chat. It's Ustream.tv. There it is. Ustream. Oh, let me try it again. Ustream.tv, because you got to see how crazy I'm looking at you. Yes, I'm looking at you, Honey Love. I'm looking at you, Yo Way Singles. We are going to win. But wait a minute. Let's go to March. I'm not finished yet because in March, guess what? You know you got to wear green, girl. We got St. Patty's Day. Come on, we not even Myers, but we celebrating St. Patty's, getting corned beef and all kind of crazy things, wearing green hats. I mean, we're all getting involved, but not to mention this whole spring is coming. Spring is alive. The whole, I've got to change my whole wardrobe. I've got to clean my whole house. You know, spring cleaning, all kind of craziness is getting in our pocket. And it's taking what we work very hard for. And I would encourage you, listen, we've got to stop the bleeding, because how are we going to survive when every single month, every single year, we're being impacted and attacked to keep spending money? Now, wait a minute. We're in March. I believe,
April. Let's get to April because, you know, now we got Easter, we got Resurrection Sunday. We got to have those new clothes. We got to look good. You can't be wearing that same old stuff. You know, as a matter of fact, if you're an ongoing, you know, you go to church every week, you know what I'm saying? Just put one outfit aside that you ain't going to wear to Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The second thing, suggestion I'm going to give you is, if you don't want to do that, what I like you to do, stay at home on Easter.
Okay?
You can pray to God at that time, too. It's going to be all right. Because I need you to save some space for them CME members. That's your Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter members who don't only come three times a year. Them people need somewhere to sit. So if you're a regular member, don't go on Easter. Leave that day for the special people. Let them people who don't go to church often, let them come and sit in your seat with their new suit on. But guess what? You're going to have all that money in your pocket. You see your people next week, they're going to forget all about what people had on. You know what I'm saying? Let's get real. We need a plan of action, lady. And this is what I'm giving you. This is a plan. Now, wait a minute, girls. We are from April to May. Where are we now? It's Mother's Day. Okay, now you don't want to give up nothing, right? Some of us ain't even mothers, but we want some. Well, I'm a mother to many. You know what I mean? Where are my mentees? Ain't somebody going to give me some? I'm up here with my hands out. Look, ladies, we've got to do better. But what I'm saying to you is that every single month of the year, we are impressed upon to spend money because the basis of our financial system is based on consumption. And so now there's this whole working in tandem together with the marketplace and with opportunity to continue to get us to continue to spend. And I'm saying, wait a minute, we've got to stop this roller coaster and get off of it. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, you know what comes up in June, right? Now, if you live in Texas, it's going to be June 19th. We don't celebrate. You don't see a whole bunch of celebrating, but some of us do take the pleasure to take that time to eat some watermelon and barbecue. We can't wait to know July 4th. Not in these southern states when they took them so long to tell us we was free. So, but anyway, I want you to consider this. In June, we have Father's Day. Now, I know half of y'all don't give y'all father anything, so that numbers kind of go down. But you know what? May flowers are so, like, you cannot believe. The number, that's their big number. Then, okay, now June, we have Father's Day. July, we have what?
Independence Day,
4th of July. Oh, you know what I forgot? Let me go back to May. It's Memorial Day. That's that four-day weekend where they want us to travel, and they tell us, saying, this is the biggest travel day of the year, and people are traveling. They're spending time. You got 4 days off. All of this is designed for you to go broke. Whether you believe me or not, you go broke. So at the end of the day, you need to be a conscious woman that will guard her wallet, guard her emotions, so that you don't get caught up into all of this. You've got to become conscious because we're just in, what, July, and now we're eating watermelon and red soda and barbecue.
Okay? And trying to figure out what you're going to do for vacation.
And vacation, oh, my God, because now your kids are running crazy, and what you call a vacation, you're going to take them somewhere for a few days and spend a whole lot of money. Honey, if you go camping, you better camp out in the backyard. And if your yard ain't big enough, find a friend whose yard is big enough. And if you can't find a friend, find an RV campsite somewhere. Y'all go camp and throw some pictures down the street or something. You're like, we can't do nothing with Anna. You're absolutely right, because then my next question to you is, how much of a saving do you have, lady? And what happened to my yo-way singles? Girl, how much money you got when them kids get into your soft spot? One of the things you need to recognize, if you're a woman and you're listening to this, we outlive our men, okay, by 20, 30 years. And who's going to take care of that old woman when the soft spot for them little ones is all gone because they're all old and grown and gone about their business, okay?
Can't get them to come by to see you. You thinking about that
$20 you spent on them. Boy, I'm hard. I lost my mind because this is serious. This is serious when it comes to our destiny, and we're talking about we've got to free up this money we have so that we can invest in our dreams. Where did I stop? Did I make it to August yet?
Nope.
Oh, August is back to school. Girl, you know you got to get them looking good. Let's go to Sears, J.P. I'm sorry, we don't go to those kind of stores no more, do we?
No.
Sears, J.P. Penney, Walmart, Target. Girl, you better go to some of them discount stores because those are the stores that's going to thrive in this recession. And you're going to help them thrive because you're not going to want all of them name brand things, especially if the kid is six. Who knows? Okay, we're teaching them how to be consumers for their future. And I'm saying, now we're in August. This is back to school. When is it going to end? When is it going to end, ladies? And so now I'm saying is that now we're in September. What are we doing in September? Everybody wants to, you know, start working. Oh, want to celebrate Labor Day. We got 3-4 days to celebrate. I ain't going to do nothing for the weekend. But then now you're getting in the car, you're traveling, you're doing different things, you're having barbecues, you're closing the pool, whatever it is. But again, every single month, it's just a little bit of a tap on that budget. Do you realize that over these past 24 months, some of those people who lost their homes, if they would have just had another $300 to $400 a month, they would have survived. And I'm going to tell you something. That $300 or $400 a month, we just ran it down because now we're back to October, back to this whole Halloween thing and throwing a Halloween party and doing all of these different things. That's $200-$300. That's what can save a low to moderate or middle income family when we've overextended ourselves just to help us survive, to make it from paycheck to paycheck. And I'm saying, okay, we're going to be conscious from this point going forward. You're going to have to set up some goals for you. And I want to encourage you to embrace a couple of things. Number one is we talked about this month, a needs-based policy only. That means if you don't need it, leave it, okay? I know you're going to get all charged up in the store and everything. You know, it's stuff all around. It's too many colors. But I'm saying if you don't need it, leave it. Okay, I want you to start paying attention to where you're spending your money because you know what? Some of us have it's already in our hands, but we just throw it out there to people just, oh, no problem. But I'm saying, wait a minute, stop that madness. Start keeping track of how, oh, my goodness, I got so much to say. I should have made this a 2-hour show. Listen, you better listen next week. I want to encourage everybody who's listening to tune in to our 15-minute to Destiny calls. You'll need to go to womanactnow.com in order to find out about that. You can become a part of the our Woman Act Now membership and also pre-order your book, Woman Act Now, which is coming out in January. After I told you to stop all that spending, I want you to go and pre-order the book so you can get a great discount. But anyhow, I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated, highly esteemed, highly favored. We want you to be the best that you can be. This is your moment. This is your opportunity to win. But we are going to have to be conscious through this season. We must become women who are masters of our emotions so that we're not moved and turned by every wind, everything that comes to us. Because you've got to become much tighter when it comes to your income and what you're doing with that income if you're going to invest in your dream. So we're going to hold you accountable for that on Woman Act Now Radio as we continue to move forward. We got some exciting things for you. Feel free to send us your questions, and we will talk to you real soon, and we'll look for you next week. So God bless.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.